Welcome to season 10. Honestly, I don't know if there's going to be a season 11, so let's just celebrate that we made it 10 years. Thank you for the response. Thank you for listening. Let me thank Hooters, Original Hooters specifically. You can visit them at originalhooters.com. They run all the locations in the greater Tampa Bay area that I patronize. Most recently, I was at the location on Hillsborough Avenue, just north of where the Bucks play, where the Rays play, where the Yankees play, being waited on by the lovely Shalom, who's in the calendar, also Lizzie, who's in the calendar. Thanks to Hooters for their continued support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast as we begin season 10. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. We will give you a minimum of 52 unique episodes of this podcast this season. I'm not sure how frequent they will be. Often I have front-loaded the podcast to get you ready for your draft. Some like that. Some want more during the season. For maintenance or upgrades on their rosters. Let's just see how it all works out. We are into August, so let's do the first podcast. And I want to jump right in with a term that I have come to dislike in fantasy football because to me it doesn't have tangible point value, and the term is targets. I will acquiesce, there's a word for you, that if a player is targeted, that it's not a bad thing. The point I've always tried to make is, and no one has ever sent me their scoring settings to prove me otherwise, a target is worth 0 points in fantasy football. It is only when the target becomes a touch, a reception, a catch, that you get value. And you get value in either what I continue to call 20th century PPR leagues or modern fantasy football that is standard scoring based on the reception producing yardage only, that you get points for the yards and the touchdown. Why get a point for just the reception? But that's another one of my pet peeves. Back to targets. So let's just compare and see the difference. As an example, in 2024, Ja'Marr Chase led the NFL in targets for wide receivers. In 2024, Ja'Marr Chase led the NFL in receptions for wide receivers. Translation: the last time I looked at Fantasy Football Calculator, one of their free services that I think is invaluable to me, to my players, and to you, is using their calculator and putting in the specs on your type of league, 8 teams, 10 teams, 12 teams, and on. PPR, half point PPR, no PPR. And seeing what their mock drafts are spitting out relative to a reasonable time frame that's not outdated. It's based on actual data. So the last time I looked at this, Ja'Marr Chase, 1-1. Not what I just gave you in terms of fantasy projection. Round one, player one. I'm not saying that's what I'd do. I'm saying that's what the data says most people are doing. That if you were doing a fantasy football draft right now, chances are highest that the first name called is Ja'Marr Chase. So back to his targets versus touches. The targets were 175 for Jamar Chase. We all know he had a big year. The receptions were 127. The 175 targets tangibly produces 0 points. The 127 receptions made Chase the best wide receiver in the NFL. I do know there's somewhat of a connection, but the point also I want to make here is, why don't you just go with the tangible number of 127 rather than the 175? He was number one in both. Also, do some simple math. Why get excited about the 175 when we have numerical proof 48 of that 175 was an incomplete ball? 48 of 175. Rough math. That's 48 would be a little shy of 25% of 200. So that number's more around 30% of the time Jamar Chase was targeted, there wasn't a touch, there wasn't a reception, there wasn't a catch. And that was Joe Burrow. So it just shows that just because Burrow throws that way doesn't mean Chase is always going to get it. The big number is exaggerated because of how often, smartly, Burrow threw for Jamar Chase. But they're number one in both categories. So how about this? You ease off a little bit on the significance of targets, and I'll ease off a little bit on how the word gives me the heebie-jeebies. Let's take it another step. Second in targets, or as I have said in the past, the T word. Last year in the NFL, among receivers, we're not talking tight ends, because Brock Bowers would be up on this list. Trey McBride, if you want to get all excited about the two touchdowns he actually scored last year, you go right ahead. So we're not talking wide receiver receptions, which Devon Achane let in. There's going to be a whole nother fantasy podcast about Achane coming up soon. Wide receivers only. Chase led the NFL in targets at 175. Right behind him, Malik Nabers on the bad, 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 bad New York Giants, 170. 61 of Nabers' targets did not produce a touch, a reception, a catch. Yet, he was third, dropped down a spot, third in receptions among wide receivers last year at 109. So I guess your obvious next question. So that 61 of the 170 did not connect, were incomplete, were intercepted. That's over, again, my rough math, over 33%. But still, the fact that Nabers was third in receptions certainly is attractive, especially considering what was going on with the quarterback position of the New York Giants last year. Everything is different, almost. DeVito is still there. As of now, the Giants seemingly, like the Browns, have to trade or cut one of their quarterbacks, at least, before we get to opening day. It's like a baseball team having a six-man pitching rotation. Few teams carry four quarterbacks. So, Nabers 170 in targets, 109. So 61, nothing. Nothing good going on there. Take the 109 number. It's a good number. It was number three last year. In terms of receptions, Neighbors was only 18 behind Ja'Marr Chase. And then the name that bubbles up, and of course this is a friendly name to us here on the podcast, and a guy who has done very well for me before the secret got out. And I'm wondering how it's going to be this year, because there's a significant coordinator change, both sides of the ball, fantasy purposes, offense in Detroit. But Amon-Ra St. Brown jumps into the gap here, where Chase was one in targets, number one in receptions, wide receivers only. Neighbors number two in targets, number three in receptions. So Amon-Ra St. Brown jumps into the gap. Number two in receptions among wide receivers last year. There's the consistency you want. It's interesting. We would talk about consistency with Amon-Ra St. Brown. We would talk about explosiveness with Ja'Marr Chase, right? We would talk about, we wouldn't talk about consistency with Neighbors, and the difference between his receptions and ARSB was six. Now, that's for a full season. Most of your fantasy seasons end a couple of weeks early, but we're going based on the entire season model. Amon-Ra St. Brown tied for eighth in targets, 141, tied with Devontae Adams, who we know did a lot of his best work at the end of the year when Aaron Rodgers was basically like, F it, I'm just throwing to Devontae Adams. That's what I'm going to do. It's a lost season. This makes me comfortable. So Adams' number gets propped up a little bit. He only caught 85 balls, which was 14th among wide receivers, yet he was tied with Amon-Ra in target. So look at the difference here. Adams tied solo 14th in receptions at 85. Amon-Ra St. Brown, solo second in receptions at 115. Huge difference, 30. So roughly two receptions per game difference for Amon-Ra. Adams targeted same number of times by Aaron Rodgers as Amon-Ra St. Brown targeted by Jared Goff. I'll just do a couple more, and then next podcast we're going to play off this a little bit more and get into some bigger conversations. And then we'll sort of weave our way through other things. I want to make these podcasts sort of more of a free-flowing conversation and wait for some of your feedback via email on what you hear and questions you may have about it or where you want me to go next. Again, write.todd@yahoo.com. Fourth in targets was a tie. I'm sorry, third in targets was a tie. No, it wasn't. Third in targets was Drake London at 158. He was tied for seventh in receptions at 100. Again, wide receivers only. Tied for fourth in targets, Jefferson, 154. Garrett Wilson, 154. Jefferson, 103 receptions. Wilson, 101 receptions. It's very interesting how, and we're going to bring CeeDee Lamb into this conversation, and then we'll wrap up this one, just comparing top 10 targets, wide receivers only, top 10 or a little beyond in receptions, wide receivers only. Targets 158, London, 154, Jefferson, 154, Wilson, 152, Lamb. Here are the receptions. It's so close. So all those guys were within six targets of each other. London, Wilson, Jefferson, Lamb. All within six targets in 2024. They finished all within three receptions of each other. So maybe we factor in most cases, there's just a baseline of roughly 33%, especially on the high end. 30% of your targets aren't going to turn into anything. Jefferson had 103 grabs for fourth among wide receivers last year. Lamb and Wilson both had 101. London had 100. Interesting, he was tied with someone who doesn't jump into top 10 in targets and had a quarterback and coordinator change this year. Get into that in the next podcast. Trying to keep these podcasts a little bit shorter, but we are off and running with episode one of a minimum of 52. Thanks to Hooters for being on board. Visit originalhooters.com for the location in the greater Tampa Bay area near you. Speaking of greater Tampa Bay, they just opened their newest location in the Villages, and you should have seen the line when they opened it. And the calendar girl on the front page was there, met her at a golf tournament I played in recently, and there's a photo of me and her and Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone in one of my leagues. If you go to my social media, you can find that photo. Drew is holding the calendar with her on the cover. He didn't know it at the time. I had to say, don't cover the calendar, because that's her on the front of the calendar. It's a good picture. You can see it on my Facebook page. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Or follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2121. But she was part of the group that opened the new location in the Villages. And there's another new location coming soon near one of my golf clubs that we'll talk about. So thanks to Hooters. Thank you for listening to episode one of the season 10 anniversary of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I look forward to your emails at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Talk to you soon.